When you walk on wax, you save your floors. The Johnson Wax Program, presenting Fibber McGee and Company with Billy Mills Orchestra. The program opens tonight with I Hit a New High. Believe there's a woman in the world who likes to scrub her floors and linoleum. Well, now here's the way to do away with floor scrubbing forever. Buy a can of Johnson self-polishing glow coat. Pour a little of this remarkable liquid polish right out of the can onto the clean floor. Spread it around with a soft cloth or the long-handled glow coat applier. No rubbing or buffing. Just let the glow coat dry for 20 minutes and behold a miracle. Now you have a bright gleaming floor in place of dull drab surface. Glow coat seals linoleum so dirt can't get in. Spilled food can't stick to the polished floor. A damp cloth keeps your kitchen linoleum bright and clean. You'll never need your scrub brush again after you start using Johnson self-polishing glow coat. Spell GLO-COAT. And remember, you save money on the larger sizes. The whole world is brimming with new energy. And here at 79 Wistful Vista, with eyes bright, chest expanded, and muscles quivering, we find that human dynamo of restless activity, Fibber McGee.
Hot dog, Sil, do I feel good today. I bet I could go 10 rounds with Glenn Cunningham.
Yes, but Glenn Cunningham is a runner, please, sir. He ain't no fighter.
He ain't?
No.
Well, make it 15 rounds. No fooling, Sil. I feel great. And look at that sunshine. This ain't any day to be sitting around. I want to be doing something.
Yes, sir, me too.
What do you want to do?
Take a little nap.
Oh, come on, Sil. Lock up the house. Let's go for a long walk out into the country. I'm full of pep and vinegar. I feel like I did when I went to Hollywood and tried out for them Tarzan parts.
Did you get the job, please?
Well, no, I didn't. When I went into my eighth call, I beat myself on the chest so hard I knocked myself out of the tree. That's why I always...
Hello, Fibber.
Oh, Clark Dennis. Hi, Clark. How's everything?
Oh, swell. I feel wonderful today.
Fine.
But say, what's the matter with you?
Huh? What do you mean, what's the matter with me?
Why, you're so wrinkled, you look like a walking fingerprint.
Hey, what are you talking about? I feel marvelous. I can just feel them red corporals in my blood rushing around.
Maybe you've got a fever.
Why, I ain't never know such a thing. I tell you, I feel great. It's spring, Clark. Can't you understand?
How do you know it's spring?
Well, in the first place, it's March 22nd, and the kids is roller skating and playing marbles. And last but not least, Clark, when you see that portrait of a goat on all the beer trucks, you know that spring is back. That's why I feel so good today.
Well, if you take my advice, you'll get yourself some sulfur and molasses.
Sulfur and molasses? Where'd you get that stuff? Don't I really look healthy?
You don't look no worse than you ever did.
Why, of course I don't. I'm in the absolute punk, or pink. Oh, hi, Harpo. Wonderful spring day, isn't it?
Yeah, but you gotta be careful with weather like this. It's treacherous.
What do you mean?
Well, you know, the sun shines and the air is balmy. You go out without a heavy coat, no hat, and what happens? You get chilled. The first thing you know, you're laid up.
Oh.
Say, why don't you lie down for a while?
Why should I lie down? I feel swell.
Uh-oh. That's the first symptom.
Huh?
False optimism. Well, it's none of my business, of course, but if I were you, I'd take some sulfur and molasses.
Say, what is this? You fellas trying to tear me down or something?
Oh, don't be like that. I'm just your pal. That's all. I've got a stake in this program, too, and I don't want anything to happen to you. Silly, get a chair for Mr. McGee.
Yes, sir.
Oh, well, all right. Thanks, Sil. Oh, Billy Mills.
Hello, Pepper. Feel better now?
Feel better than what? I ain't been sick.
Really? Well, maybe you've been working too hard. I always look pale and drawn like that, too, after I've been writing arrangements all night for a couple of nights. Look, Carlo, look at his color.
I know, but what's a little sickness to Fibber? He'll pull out of it, I think.
I tell you, it ain't sickness, Dad Raddatz. I started out today feeling great and full of pep, and you guys tell me I... Hey, Sil.
Yes,
sir? Give me a glass of water, will you?
Yes, sir, right away, Mr. McGee.
Come to think of it, I do feel kind of... Oh, shucks, there ain't anything the matter with me.
Why, of course not.
No.
Nothing serious. A little spring fever is all. Probably you need sulfur molasses. Here, put this pillow under your head and relax while we play I Never Knew.
All right. Thanks, Billy. You really don't think I look good?
Well, frankly, Fibber, I don't. Mind you, I don't think it's anything serious.
Uh-huh.
Nothing a couple of operations and a good long rest wouldn't correct. And sulfur and molasses.
Sulfur and molasses. That's old-fashioned stuff.
Well, the main thing is, don't worry about it. Keep cheerful.
Yeah.
This next number will brighten you up, for a minute or two, anyway. I'll tell the boys to swing it a little.
Hey, Mr. McGee, here your hat and coat, please, and we can go out in the country and go for a long walk. I'm bringing a baseball, and we can play catch.
Sil, please, play baseball? In my condition? Go ahead, Billy Mills. I never knew. Played by I Never Knew with Swing Fever. You know, Sil, I think them guys was kidding me about not feeling so good. I feel all right.
You does?
Why, of course. On the other hand, I ain't no fool. I think I better go to a doctor and get a checkup.
What kind of a doctor, please?
Oh, I don't know. There's the osteopath, the napropath, the psychopath, neuropath, homeopath.
Riderpath?
That's a horse doctor.
Yes, sir. That's why I think you should ought to go, please.
What? Go to a horse doctor? What for?
Well, sir, if you go to a people doctor, he always asks you where you feel bad, and you gotta tell him. But when you go to a horse doctor, he gotta know.
Well, okay. Well, go get my harness, or my coat. Let's go.
Yes, sir.
By the way, Sil, what do you do for spring fever?
Well, Miss McGee, when I was a little kid, my mammy used to make me wear an acidity bag around my neck, put a new potato in my pants pocket, and sprinkle my head with stump water.
How about the left hind foot of a graveyard rabbit?
No, sir, that's for nervousness.
Oh, oh yes. I never studied medicine myself.
And sometimes she used to give me sulfur and molasses.
And every year, Mo and Molasses by Johnson's Glow Coat. The no rubbing, no buffing.
Harpo!
Say, Fibber, are you still up and around?
What do you mean, up and around? I'm wise to you fellas, trying to make me feel like I don't feel good.
No, really. You are pretty pasty looking.
If
you take my advice, the first thing you get up in the morning, you'll do some exercises with a couple of big dumbbells.
Okay, where shall we meet, your house or Billy Mills?
Oh, it doesn't matter. Oh, all right. That's what I get for wasting sympathy on you.
Come on, Sil, let's go see a doctor. Come to think of it, I do feel kind of draggy. Can't hardly pick up my feet.
You got them under the edge of the rug.
Huh? Oh, yeah. Well, anyway, I don't... If that's somebody else wanting me to take sulfur and molasses, I'll come in.
Hello there, Johnny. Nice day out, ain't it?
Hello there, old-timer. I hope you didn't come in here to talk to me about the weather.
Hey!
I says, Well, what did you want, Junior?
I'm looking for a job for my son, the lazy rascal. How about mowing your lawn?
Mowing my lawn? Why, the grass won't be up for a long time yet.
Neither will my son.
You must have a fine boy. Why, when I was a boy, I never thought of asking my dear old father to go around looking for jobs for me. Well, I thought of it, yes, but he wouldn't go. And besides, I...
That's pretty good, Johnny. But that ain't the way I hear it.
Well, anyway... Anyhow, he didn't advise me to take sulfur and molasses. How'd anybody ever get the idea that that there stuff was good for anything, Sil?
I don't know, Mr. McGee, but they say a lot of them old-fashioned remedies is real good.
Oh, I don't believe it. Why, think of the advances science has made in medicine. Think of the progress we've made in the last 20 years. Think how far ahead of our pioneer ancestors we are.
Yes, but I don't...
But what?
Yeah, but ain't you just trying to buck eye in your pocket to ward off rheumatism?
Well, yes, but what's that got to do with us?
The way I heard it, Johnny. The way I heard it, one feller says to the other feller, "See," he says, "I see where this Glenn Cunningham busted the record for the mile." "Yes," says the other feller, "they finally got somebody from Kansas who could run." I read that in the New Yorker, Johnny.
I'll tell you what, Sil. You stay here and answer the phone while I run down to the doctor.
Yeah.
Say, Fibber.
Oh, hello, Clark. What's on your mind?
Well, I was just talking to some of my friends about your illness.
About my illness? Say, what is this? You know I ain't ill.
I thought you had spring fever.
Well, what of it? Everybody gets that. That ain't nothing serious.
Well, maybe not, but if anything ever happened to you, I wouldn't get over it for hours.
Well, that's real nice of you to say that, Clark. What you gonna sing?
More Than Ever.
Fine. You go ahead while I run down to the doctor's. Folks, Clark Dennis will sing louder, softer, sweeter, better, and more than ever.
Oh,
Nice timing, too. Imagine finishing just as I got to the door of the doctor's office.
Who'd you want to see?
Uh-oh. You work here now?
Yeah, who'd you want to see?
Well, I want to see the doctor, sis.
Well, there's several doctors in this office. You got an appointment?
Well, no, I ain't, but this ain't going to take long, and I'll pay cash.
My patient, Mr.
Come right in, young man. I was expecting you.
I'm Dr. Webster, sir. Dr. Sir, this over here, sir. You're being covered.
Hey, now, wait a minute. One at a time. Hold it. Hold it. Shucks. As I told the girl here, I expect to pay cash, but I can't afford much.
Oh.
Hey, where are you going?
Who'd you want to see?
Are we starting over? Name the different doctor, sis. I'll pick one out.
Well, there's Dr. Hagel. He's the state prison doctor.
I see. Confinement cases. Go on.
And there's Dr. Goodspeed. Oh, I wouldn't see him if I were you. He's mad today.
What about?
Well... You see, he's been treating little Willie Mills for months, for 2 weeks, and today he found out that Willie was carrying his marbles in his mouth.
Sounds a little squirrely to me. Well, who else you got?
Well, there's Dr. Warburton, Dr. Glimp, Dr. Smith. Oh, you, doctor! Can you take this gentleman in?
I'm not a doctor. I'm a piano tuner.
Can you imagine that? That little black bag fooled me. I've sent him out in some important cases, too.
Well, there ain't much difference between a piano tuner and a beauty doctor. One fakes the bass and the other bakes the face. Don't you get it, sis? I says one fakes the bass and...
Ain't funny, McGee.
How'd you know my name?
Oh, is that your name, too?
What's
I
up?
Heard somebody say that on the radio. Who'd you want to see?
I'll just sit down here till one of them buzzes. Mind if I look at a magazine?
Oh, not a bit, sir. There's a very interesting article in that issue of Collier's for October 15th, 1908, on Can Taft Be Elected?
I think I'll read this article on Is the Automobile Here to Stay?
Hey, is Dr. Dillaway out?
No, sir, he's in.
Shucks, I wanted to rob his office.
Nice clientele you got here. How about you, Bud? You waiting to see the doctor, too? Hey, Bud, you waiting to see a doctor? What's the matter with this guy, sis? Is he deaf?
Oh, no. He works in a theater box office, and he's trained himself to ignore people.
Oh, I see.
Thank you very much, Dr. McDonald. Come along, Sonny. We'll run home and tell your mother the good news.
Good news, eh, Scotty? Well, that's great. Nothing wrong with a little tad, eh?
Well, I wouldn't exactly say that, laddie. But we'll not be serious for several years yet. We'll have to operate on the lad in 1945.
Why 1945, Scotty?
The boy swallowed a government bond, and I'll not be needing it until it matures.
Better bring the kid in now and then, get his coupons clipped. Must be a very interesting job, sis, sitting here and listening to all these books.
Oh, hello, Dr. Wilcox. I'm so glad you came. Mrs. Jones just called and wanted to know what to do for housemaid's knees.
Tell her to try a Johnson's Glow Coat.
On her knees?
No, on her floor. She won't even have to stoop over then. No stoop, no squat, no rub, no buck.
Cigar?
No, thanks.
I've seen that doctor someplace. I think he performed an operation on my aunt's linoleum. It's never had a sick day since.
Hello, sweetheart. Dr. Icky in?
No, Mr. Mills, but if you'll sit down, he'll be right back.
All right. Hello, Fever. You come down here for some sulfur molasses?
No, I didn't. I don't go for that grandma stuff. If I'd have wanted home remedies, I'd have stayed at home. Who'd you want to see?
I want to see the doctor. I need a tonic.
Oh, no, you don't need no tonic. You just need to relax. All work and no play makes Billy a dull boy, you know.
Say, that's right. Maybe I'd better play.
I would. Play You're an Education.
All right.
I want you to hear an unsolicited letter from a lady who tells us just what Johnson's self-polishing glow coat has done for her linoleum. I quote, "My husband is a physician in a small town. On the reception room floor, we have a very inexpensive linoleum rug, an oriental pattern of at least 10 colors. It's been used constantly for over 3 years. Before using glow coat, the floor had to be mopped every day, yet it still looked dull and not even clean looking. But Johnson's glow coat has brought out all the colors and made the linoleum shining and clean. I now just dust it off each day and use glow coat every 7 or 8 weeks. People frequently remark about the clean, bright floor. They can't believe a rug as old as this one, getting so much wear in a doctor's reception room, can still look quite new. You may know I am happy to tell people about glow coat. Sincerely, Mrs. F.L.P., Dakota, Illinois." Now, if glow coat keeps the linoleum in a doctor's reception room clean and bright for weeks at a time, you may be sure it will keep your linoleum spick and span and save you hours of work. Just try it. Ask your dealer for Johnson's self-polishing glow coat.
Hey, sis, ain't one of them doctors ready to see me yet?
No, sir.
Well, this is a fine thing. I hope everybody don't have to wait this long. Chuck's out.
Hello, Cupid. I'm wanting to see a doctor is about some... Oh, hello, Fizzer.
Oh. Nick DePopulos. Hi, Nick.
What is being the matter with you, Fizzer, to be sitting here in the Bone Sawyer's receptive rooms?
Just a little spring fever, I guess, Nick.
A spring in the fever is a very bad thing for having it. Are you treating somebody for it?
Well, everybody says I ought to take sulfur and molasses, but I don't go for that antiquated hooey.
Fizzer, I agree with you 100%. Sulfur and molasses, puss, was a fine things for our foreflushers, but...
Forefathers, Nick.
Sure.
Those old pioneers had some funny ideas.
But on the other foot, Fizzer, those old Cupies were being very healthy, I'm thinking. They were always shooting covered Indians from a prairie wagon.
Schooner.
Make it two. Oh, there is my doctor, Fizzer. I hope your spring fever is not being as bad as you look. And if you're taking a left-hand turn for the worse, Mrs. DePopulos will bring you some soup which will get you out of bed right away.
Oh, fine.
Because she is making the worst soup I ever heard. Well, so long, Fizzer.
Mr. McGee, the doctor will see you now. Third door on the left.
Well, it's about time. Third door on the left.
Ah, there. Sit down, young man. I can see you're in a serious state of health. You have all the indications of repercussional malnutrition, distension of the psychic tumor, a complicated compound inflorescence of the lower ulna vertebrae, hangnails, and a cigar breath, or as we say professionally, Havanatosis. Now then, what seems to be the trouble?
Well, people have all been saying that I don't look good.
Oh, well, maybe you just didn't look good to them. I can understand that.
Oh, yes, I think... Oh, is that so? Well, let me tell you something.
Now, wait a minute. I'll write down your histology. Name?
McGee. Fibber McGee.
You had it long?
From birth.
Oh, that's bad. Now, let me see. Address?
79 Wistful Vista. But understand, Doc, I don't think there's anything much wrong with me, but I just thought I'd check out...
Stick out your tongue and say Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
Lingual retardation. You report to the hospital.
Hey, now, wait a minute. Don't give me that operation stuff. I just come in here to get treated for spring fever.
Well, why didn't you say so? Spring fever, eh? Do you have vertigo?
No, just a few blocks.
I see. Spring fever. Oh, yes. Yes, I have a splendid remedy for that, McGee. Scientists have been working on this formula for years.
Oh.
It's called viscous triaculus with an infusion of SO2OH.
Well, now we're getting someplace. How much is a shot of that stuff there, Doc?
$5.
Well, here you are, Doc. Fix me up a dose of that, and I'll be on my way.
Oh, certainly. Now, let's see. The viscous triaculus.
Is that the viscous?
Yes. SO2OH. There we are. There, my boy. There it is. Now, drink it down.
Okay. Gee, that's nasty stuff, Doctor.
But gee, I feel better already. Boy, will this be a laugh on them mugs that tried to kid me. Say, I feel great, Doc.
Say, that's fine. Well, come in again, my boy, anytime.
Okay, Doc, I will. I feel like a new man. What was the name of that stuff again?
An infusion of SO2OH with viscous triaculase.
Shucks, I'll never be able to remember that. Ain't there a simpler term for it?
Oh, certainly. Oh. Sulfur and molasses.
Whether your car is new or old, Johnson's Auto Wax and Cleaner will do wonders for it. Johnson's Auto Cleaner quickly removes every bit of road film and discoloration without the slightest injury to the finish. Johnson's Auto Wax protects the surface with a tough, long-wearing polish that wards off scratches and dirt. Keep your car wax protected and you'll be saved a lot of car washing. And don't forget, the Johnson's Auto Wax and Cleaner greatly increase your car's trade-in value. You can do the job yourself with little effort. Or if you prefer, a nearby service station or garage will make your car spick and span with Johnson's Auto Wax and Cleaner at a surprisingly low cost. So don't delay another day. Wax your car the Johnson way.
Sill, I just seen the list of numbers Billy Mills is going to play for us next week.
Well, they're pretty good, please, sir.
I'll say so. He's going to play that one about the Model T Ford on the rough road.
A Model T Ford on a rough road, please?
Yeah, you know. Tippy, tippy, tin, tippy, tin. Tippy, tippy, tin, tippy, tin. Oh, well. Good night, folks. Good night, Molly.
This is Harlow Wilcox, speaking for the makers of Johnson's Wax and Glow Coat at Racine, Wisconsin, inviting you to be with us again next Tuesday at this same time. Good night.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.